So recently in the New York Times, our old pal Sundar Pichai was interviewed in the Bits blog section about the topic of phone intrusion. And so the writer Connor Dougherty got the opportunity to interview Sundar and ask him about General Google's approach to phones and user-centric design, and are phones, you know, a tool that is being overused and intruding into our lives or not. And I thought it was really interesting to see some of the things that Sundar had to say about it, you know, specifically around the idea of user-centric design, where, you know, he said, you know, Sundar said, in the end, the goal should be all of us should be doing stuff to solve problems for users and actually making their lives better, happier, and so on. I do think the experience needs to be a lot more thoughtful of interrupting users at the right point when they really need to. I think we, for example, we need to design systems where if your spouse is calling you versus a random person is calling you, like how does the system automatically do that better, of course, which I thought, you know, is a great kind of approach to that. The interviewer got a little snarky, if you ask me, and you know, and was got a little aggressive with them. And so, I mean, Florence, from your point of view, do you think the phones are intruding in our lives as of now, or are they getting to the point where they're enriching them?
They're enriching mine. I mean, I'm planning my entire wedding online with my friends who have all moved far away and who are still a part of my life, and I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have social networking and my phone with me. It's just a part of my life now, you know? I mean, I'm still like, I was born at a time where we didn't have computers, so I kind of remember what it was like, but I feel like this is just the norm now.
Which, and I agree with you. I mean, I can't imagine a life without these phones and our devices, but the writer does bring up the question, although in a snarky way. He says, are there things Google is doing to return people to where they are and reduce the temptation to look at their phone? And you know, Sundar said,
"No, what did Sundar? Oh, there he is."
So Sundar
says,
Sundar. "He says you're asking questions that have nothing to do with technology. Should kids check phones at dinner? I don't know. To me, that's a parenting choice." And so I know I've been in situations where people I've been at meals with have been annoyed when people check their phones. When I check my phone, I've been annoyed by people who are checking their phone. I know that I'm annoying someone I'm at dinner while I'm checking my phone, but I still do it because I feel like you don't want to miss that important email, you know?
I mean, that's just etiquette. Like, we're going to have to learn a whole new set of manners now to go with all these digital devices. And we should stop. I feel like we should stop blaming each other for this. I don't know.
I'd agree with what you guys are saying.
It's going to like a whole social thing now. Like, we need to talk about how we're going to integrate these things so they don't become that intrusive. And if something is that intrusive in your life, then you need to take a step back anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's about regulating your own, your own. So for the people who can regulate their own, it's about doing that. You know, for younger kids, like they are learning this world based on their parents. I know I have two kids. So it definitely falls into the parents' hands to kind of help facilitate how this is introduced to them and hopefully steer them in a direction where they don't abuse that, which is very easy to do. Phones are addictive things. It's really easy to get into the habit of picking it up and then realizing you're checking it for no reason. Like, why did I just pick this up and look at it?
Because you don't want to miss
a notification.
You don't want to miss anything.
I don't want to miss anything. Yeah. And so it's kind of an addictive kind of
lurch. I just have this thing where I just have to like turn it on all the time and just need to like look at it.
I'll never forget, like right after the iPhone came out, I remember Merlin Mann joking that he wanted to make an app that kept track of how many times he checked his phone. You know, because you literally just you light it up just to see if you didn't miss it, if you missed something or if something was going on that you didn't know about, and nothing would happen. I do that too.
Yeah,
I just press the button. And now when I'm waiting for the bus or whatever like that, I just press the button. I look at the time and I put it back in my pocket. Like, and
it's like opening the refrigerator when you aren't hungry.
It's fair. Exactly like that. Except the refrigerator's in your pocket everywhere you go.
Yes.
And it's interesting though, because the interviewer brings this up and Sundar's talking about this idea of user-centric design and notifications, and the writer for the New York Times is saying, you know, people obsessively check their email. Other times they're worried that a boss or an important person is going to email them. Is there a way that over time that you start to trust the system, unless it's an important email, will not come to me? Features like this are out there. And he's talking about how there are lots of apps now that are making it so you can't check your phone, like that sort of thing. And Sundar has a great, you know, great responses to it, I thought. He says, you know, today, for example, Google Now does this. Over time, I think users rely on, you know, Google will let me know when to go to a particular meeting. We'll interrupt you at the right time. I think good applications today are very thoughtful about their notifications. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, is that as we develop these applications, we have to learn to trust the phones that they're going to notify us when we need to be notified, and that we don't need to obsessively check it anymore.
Yeah. Hopefully we can trust them.
Yeah, exactly.
Two things that I found interesting. One, I don't think that it's Google's responsibility to police this kind of stuff.
Agreed.
I think it's kind of firmly out of their hands. Like, they create the platform. They don't even create the devices, you know, that falls in other people's hands, and they're not even to blame. I think it kind of falls down to the people to police themselves as far as that's concerned. Yeah. And two, I think it's interesting. There's a couple of tidbits from here that I just found interesting from Sundar's perspective as a person with his kind of, in his role at Google, with his kind of power and his kind of habits around technology. One is that he doesn't check email at all during the day. Yep. Because he's too busy doing other things, and email's a distraction. And one thing that you hear time and time again is, like, the people who are able to do the most are the least distracted, or rather, they don't allow themselves to get distracted. So when I'm sitting at my desk trying to populate the All About Android doc, and I have TweetDeck up on the side, and it's always moving and stuff, like, I'm getting to the point now where I just close it. I'm like, now I need to focus, and I can't do this. I can't be distracted all the time. I found that fascinating.
That is the biggest issue right now. This has nothing to do with whether the phones are intrusive or not, but the idea that we have built a society that believes multitasking is the only way you can achieve things. You've got to be able to do more than one thing at a time.
Totally
and guess what? It's totally wrong. You cannot. You know, like, I'm very, very much the type of person where I will close Twitter and I will close email when I got to write a document. Mm-hmm. Or you've got to do something. You need to set down a focus. You need to be able to step away from those distractions. Instant messenger is the worst. Instant messenger is like you opening your door to your house and saying, "Everyone, come in and interrupt me. Stop me from doing what I'm doing." Yeah.
Perfect metaphor.
Yeah. So. And the other thing that I found interesting is when Sundar is at home, he says he has a policy. He's not allowed – this is brilliant. Not allowed to walk around the house with his phone. It has to stay in one room.
And I think that was the writer. I think that was the wasn't that the writer?
Oh, I thought that was his answer. Yeah, I was does he do that?
No, that was the.
I was like, man, so he's not answering email during the day, and he's not walking around with his phone at night. Like, when does he do this stuff? Yeah. This guy's superhuman. Okay, that explains a lot. Okay, because I was kind of blown away by that. It just didn't comprehend. Yeah. It didn't make sense. But I was like, but obviously, a brilliant person is able to do this.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the
yeah, you're right.
Ultimately, the takeaways from this interview, or that at least that I took away from it, was that phones can be an intrusion, but users and app designers and phone designers need to design the best way to minimize those intrusions so that it's becoming an effective part and a positive part of people's lives, mm-hmm. as opposed to a negative, as opposed to a takeaway. And you're right. It's not Google's responsibility to police that. It's got to be good app developers, and a good app notifies you when you need to be.